our Pure Michigan moment today as we take a look at festivals throughout the great state of Michigan with Kelly Walgamott. She is the vice president of Pure Michigan. Now in its 20th anniversary year, you've got a great backdrop today that I'm looking at here. Tell everyone what that is. It's got this green hue.
So, you know, we see the Northern Lights in Michigan, and we always talk about being able to get outdoors and look up in the sky when you're throughout the state and just see the incredible stars with the, you know, low light pollution. You can see the stars, and sometimes you can also see the Northern Lights, which are very much prevalent in Northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula. We've also seen them right in our areas. I'm in the Lansing area. So it is such an incredible experience just to get outdoors and enjoy the beauty of the skies.
Oh, and your little one back there is so cute, too. Who is that?
Oh, that's actually my border collie. I don't know if you can hear my border collie right now.
Oh, we sure can. He's adorable.
Yeah. No, of course. And it always, you know, has to bark when I get on a call.
Well, he's excited about Pure Michigan. So the 20th anniversary is underway this year as well. You've got this beautiful new 20th anniversary logo. When you look back to when this all started, I can't believe, you know, there are very few brands, we've talked about this before, but very few brands that have staying power the way Pure Michigan has done all these years, Kelly.
Yeah. You know, started as we talked about, starts as a marketing campaign, right? To inspire visitors and tell the story of Michigan as a travel destination. And it just captured the attention and the hearts, right, of Michiganders. And it's become really a sense of state pride for Michiganders to, you know, hold our hat on. But, you know, I think of the work over the last 20 years and the campaign has changed considerably from day one to where we are today. And that's just because we're ever changing in our world, right? And we need to ensure, based on the marketing platforms, but also the audiences, that we're being relevant, we're being meaningful in capturing that share of voice. And I think that's the power of the campaign as well over the last 20 years, no matter how we've moved forward with the campaign, and we'll continue moving forward for the next 20 years. We've really stayed on the foundational aspect of the campaign. Yeah. And always bringing up the magical, the majestic aspects of the campaign and not losing sight of that, which I think has really bolstered the campaign to where it is today.
It really has. And I think the fact that it's a campaign that isn't just a marketing campaign, it's shared by the residents. We love when we go on vacation to share those scenes and experiences we're having as well. And then there's a third aspect to this. You know, it works when you start talking with relatives or friends in other states who bring up the Pure Michigan campaign. I can't tell you how often that has happened with me, because they want to talk more about it with you and find out about this state that maybe they didn't realize had so many gems in it.
Right. You know, it's, we're capturing in those individuals in that moment. But when they come here to travel, we're not over promising anything, and it's not over manufactured, right? That when you get here, actually, as incredible as our campaign is and the footage we have, seeing the real deal is that much more powerful and really ladders up to the Pure Michigan campaign. And you mentioned, you know, people out of state. The campaign, yes, the focus every day is to inspire travelers. But once they travel here, they're like, wow, I had no idea that Michigan was this way and they had this beauty. I want to live here. I want to find a job here, or I want to start a business here. That's how Grand Traverse Pie came to Traverse City area. Or I want to retire here. I want to go to college here. So the power of the Pure Michigan campaign does extend beyond the travel industry.
And the economic benefits are enormous, of course.
Enormous, you know, over $50 billion of economic impact when it comes to travel and tourism annually in the state. It really is incredible. And there's over 350,000 jobs within specific to travel and tourism. So it is incredible. And it does have an incredible economic impact for the state.
Well, we're going to talk about some of the festivals throughout our great state this weekend. Before we get to those, though, I want to head up north and the lake, because this is the season to do that. And you've got some great spots to remind everyone of what we can do there. Let's start with the Sleeping Bear Dunes National Lakeshore and the Empire area.
Yeah, you know, we have so many unique places to see throughout the entire state. We have over 3,000 miles of freshwater coastline. So no matter the coastline that you go on our two peninsula state, it's going to be an outstanding travel destination. But Sleeping Bear Dunes, National Lakeshore, incredible, perfect time to go. Actually, I say any time of the year is the perfect time to go, but July weather, we have some great weather. It's a great opportunity to get outdoors and hike, get out, take your shoes off, go, climb up that sand dune, or maybe you want to kayak on the Platte River right there, or just take a scenic drive, right? You don't need to go through the grueling hike of the sand dunes, but if you just want to sit back in your car and drive through, and there's actually points along that drive as well that are easy access to the dunes. So you can easily park and then take a few steps from the parking lot and just enjoy the incredible view. And the water there, as you know, is the incredible colors, the blue, green. People continually say they can't believe that Lake Michigan is that clear and that colorful. It is an incredible experience.
And throughout the lakeshore area there and on up Lake Michigan, there are all of these scenic points you can stop at. They have artfully been placed throughout your entire drive just as you keep heading up. It's amazing.
Yeah, and all of those, you know, quaint towns that you get to experience, to drive through and experience, stop for lunch or breakfast. You know, we always talk about these, you know, attractions that we have along the way that you can, you know, just take a little breather from the drive. Or this time of year, we're the second most agriculturally diverse state. You're going to see a lot of fresh produce stands out there as well.
Oh, so wonderful. All right, next up, Mackinac Island. And of course, bicycles and horse-drawn carriages reign there.
Oh my gosh, what a great gem we have in the Mackinac Straits, right? That the only place, right, you can go that you don't have, we're the automotive state, but on Mackinac Island, there's no cars allowed. And just a great opportunity, 8 miles around the island to hike or to bike. What I love to do on the island is actually go to Arch Rock, climb those zillion stairs that you have to climb to get up there, but get on the trails in the island. That's just so relaxing and so incredibly beautiful. A great opportunity to just share those memories with your family and friends. And you have the Fort Mackinac there where you can go up and you can actually schedule to light and fire off that cannon at Fort Mackinac, which is a fun family experience. Of course, the world famous fudge, you have to sample some. You can't walk by the fudge shops without being enticed in to try and sample that great Michigan fudge. And I also challenge people to think about, you know, if you've never stayed on the island overnight, it truly is a delight. And there's so many incredible places to stay on the island as well.
There are bed and breakfasts. There are different hotels. It's not just about the Grand Hotel, which is beautiful in and of itself, but there are a lot of ways for you to enjoy the island. All right, now we're going to head over to Traverse City. Tell us what's there.
Yeah, so Traverse City, and they just celebrated their 100th anniversary of the Cherry Festival. You know, they grow more tart cherries than anywhere in the world. It's the cherry capital. And just the incredible beauty of that area in the Grand Traverse Bay area, the downtown with just the cute shops and cute opportunity just to walk downtown and shop and dine, enjoy the great culinary too as well that you're going to have there. We have the wineries, which have incredible views of the water. They also have incredible wine. The wine industry there has truly developed to really a competitive wine industry. Great little bites there you can have, but they also have some great experiences like Bry's Winery has, they planted 3,000 lavender plants. So they have a lavender garden and they have a secret garden that you can enjoy. So really a great experience. Traverse City also is coming up on their second year of having a food and wine event in August. So definitely put that on your calendar, because it really is a great experience to showcase the great culinary achievements that are happening in Traverse City.
Yeah, that was a huge event for a first year. So I'm glad you reminded us it's coming up in August. And then finally, yeah, another stop this summer you might want to think about escaping to, and that's Sault Ste. Marie. And you haven't lived until you've toured the Sioux Locks.
That's right. And, you know, driving over that Mackinac Bridge is always a delight. I so enjoy driving over that bridge and to see the views, and then getting up to Sault Ste. Marie, which is a short drive from going over the bridge, and enjoying the locks and what we have there is truly an incredible experience. And, you know, we have these such a unique opportunities from a travel destination, and the Sioux Locks is right up there. And you can get on a boat tour and go actually through the locks with these huge freighters. You're going to see some of the cruise ships that come through Michigan as well. It is really an incredible experience. And then you cannot go up there without taking the time to go to Tequamanon Falls. An incredible destination, an incredible opportunity. It is not a long walk to get to the falls, but there's also a lot of trails there as well if you want to explore further. They did just put up the DNR, an accessible bridge. So it really, truly is accessible to all abilities and truly a magical experience.
The saying is, what a country, but I say, what a state. It's just amazing. We're talking with Kelly Walgema, Vice President of Pure Michigan, on our Pure Michigan Moment on Ann Arbor's Talk Station 1290 WLBY. We've got some festivals this weekend to cover as well. Tell us where we should be heading out to, Kelly.
So many festivals, so many unique festivals. And, you know, it's Michigan.org has all of these great events on there. So I would just recommend people just go to Michigan.org, check out the featured events, because every community, honestly, this summer, they have something special going on. But in Marquette, in the Upper Peninsula, they have Art on the Rocks. And this is really a tremendous art show with over 110 artists. And it's free, and wow, to have it on the rocks in Presque Isle, the views are incredible. So always a good time to be in Marquette.
So all along the waterfront there then, right?
Yeah, it's all on the waterfront. It is truly an incredible event.
Beautiful. What's our next festival?
So we also in Grayling, they have the Osaba River Festival, which they have a lot of activities going on for families, a lot of food, a lot of fun going on. But the core event for this Osaba River Festival is the Osaba River Marathon. It's over 2 days, Saturday and Sunday this weekend, and they start in Grayling and they canoe all the way to Oscoda.
Wow.
And it's a continuous, so it's an overnight thing. They're actually canoeing in the overnight. Really a great event, grueling event, challenging event, but such a fun festival to be up into the Grayling through Oscoda area.
I hadn't heard about that. All right, next is Charlevoix. What's happening there?
Yeah, so they have their Venetian Festival, which is, it's been around since 1931.
Wow.
And this is what they do. They decorate the boats and get in the water. Such a great experience. All the festival fun will be had during the day with they have the car show. They have arts and crafts. They have a lot of food vendors up there as well. A big experience. And at night, the boats come out all decorated for everyone to see. Just a great experience. And they also have a big fireworks festival as well.
How beautiful that is. And then finally, another great festival happening this weekend in the great state of Michigan is in Saginaw.
Yeah, so we have the powwow. We have, a true cultural opportunity throughout the state. We have 12 tribes in the state. And this festival in Mount Pleasant Powwow, Tribal Powwow, is an incredible opportunity for you to really experience the indigenous opportunity. And they will be having a celebration there with the powwow. You can try the food. You can have experienced number of vendors from that are making some incredible art that you can take home. Just a really great experience and something that every Michigander should do.
Oh, I love it. You've given us so many great ideas. Kelly Walgema, Vice President of Pure Michigan, and our Pure Michigan Moment. Your trip begins where?
Michigan.org.
Go to Michigan.org, click on the events. You can find out more about everything Kelly's been talking about today. Don't sit home, get out, enjoy Michigan, and share it with friends. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you again next week. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.